place. Jess, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thanks, Alex. It's great to be with you.
So your organisation recently announced some new funding. How is this helping to adapt the Be Connected program in the time of, the elephant in the room, coronavirus?
Coronavirus. Yeah, look, I think the important thing to remember is that, as you said, 2.5 million people are not online. And with COVID-19 making sure that all of us are actually physically isolated, we need to make sure that people are not socially isolated as well. And for most of us, we are all using digital technology to be able to do that. But older Australians who are, more likely to be lonely than other people in the country, are also most likely to be digitally excluded, so not have the skills and abilities or even the devices to be able to support, to be able to connect with friends and family or to do the basic things that we do every day. So our network of community organisations, we have 3,000 of them all over the country, they've been doing an amazing job of, swapping from face-to-face delivery to older Australians to doing this online. But about 75% of them said to us in a recent survey that that they couldn't do that because the people in their communities didn't have devices to be able to connect with.
Yeah, and, I know that for me anyway, I've been getting most of my information online, whether it be, watching live press conferences or, going onto online newspapers and et cetera. I mean, how have these people previously been getting, as the really up-to-date information and, information on the ever-changing situation, really?
Yeah, look, I think people really rely on radio and television. But, with the COVID Safe app, for example, they can't participate in that if they don't know what an app is or know how to download one. So it's really, really important that our community partners are able to continue the support of them. And so I think this new grant is a fantastic opportunity for our community partners to purchase devices, to loan to people in their communities so that they are able to stay connected. They are able to download those apps. They are able to make sure that they can do online banking. The ABA, the Australian Banking Association, today said that they're sending out debit cards to all senior Australians who don't have one. But if you don't know how to do online banking, that's really hard.
Yeah, so if you don't know how to use one either,
Exactly. So our community partners, through this grant and through the support that they've been providing to help people learn how to do online banking, how to connect with family and friends, how to download apps, and even what an app is, we'll be able to continue that support now.
Yeah. And I know that my grandparents, they're doing their very best. I've recently introduced them to Zoom. Bless them. It took us a while. But looking toward the individual here, what kind of advice do you have for listeners who want to, help out their parents or grandparents or elderly friends?
Yeah, look, I think the number one thing that you should do is have patience. This takes time, and I think it's really important that you have patience and take time. But there are available resources to help you. So the Be Connected website, which is beconnected.esafety.gov.au, has fantastic resources to help people know how to use video chat, for example, or know how to download an app. So I think it's really important that people will have a look at that website, and it can help you to be able to support people. And then people can learn that on their own. So once you've got your grandma on Zoom and she's able to access that Be Connected website, she can do courses on her own. So it's not something that you have to continue support with, because people can learn that themselves. But also, if that's really hard, because not everybody has a supportive person like you, Alex, they can give us a call on 1-300-795-897, and we can help people find a community partner near them that might be able to help them.
Hey, Jess, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning, and stay safe, and thank you for this.
You too. Thanks so much, Alex.
Jess Wilson, the National Director of the Good Things Foundation, chatting to us a little bit more about their new initiative. And hey, we'll put all those links and the numbers up on the 2CR podcast. So if you want to share it around with your friends and family, then please do.